This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That seat is hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Welcome back. Midday show. Are we getting a
hot, hot?
We're getting singing Hugh here?
Been the boom, 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 boom. Ain't that one's go? There's a boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
We will have an update, by the way, on the odds now for the bracket of Hughes, because we're on the Sweet 16 of the bracket of Hughes as well. Plus, a stunning revelation. We found something out about one of the teams. I mean, this is unbelievable. So we'll get to all that. It is outrageous. We'll get to all that. But right now, joining us, as she will starting every Monday
moving forward,
is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm good.
We're good.
I hate Canadian bacon. I would just like to get that
okay.
out of the way.
So all right. What do you think of the difference between Canadian bacon and, like, pork roll?
I think it's the same exact thing. I hate pork roll too. So when I order an Eggs Benedict, if I can get it made with scrapple, by the way, just a tip out there, Eggs Benedict with scrapple is awesome. And if I can't, I get it with nothing. I just get the egg.
He was afraid of scrapple.
Because you know what it is? As Rhea looked at it. Like,
and he didn't even deny it. He didn't deny it. He just went.
I threw you right under the bus.
It's the name. It's the name. What's it? I was about to ask before Kyle threw me under the bus. What's in scrapple?
You don't want to know.
That's why I don't want to eat it.
Wait a second. Hold on. You eat hot dogs?
Yeah, you do eat hot dogs.
Not really.
But you have.
I mean, I have.
And you cut them.
You break them up.
Does Rhea know about this?
Yes. No, I don't think Rhea.
What do? He do you eat them like a child?
Yeah, he won't eat them regular.
Like in a bun?
He'll cut them.
Because they're foul.
I break them.
Like, he won't just eat a hot dog like a normal person.
What's really wrong with you?
Because they're phallic.
At least you admit it now. At least you admit it now.
We got to the bottom of it.
No, Kyle said, I would just repeat what Kyle said.
I would like to say I'm not going to think about that all day, but I'm probably going to think about it all day. And that's unfortunate.
He's afraid of being made fun of by the kids.
You are way too old to eat hot dogs like that.
You have to take another sack for that.
Yes. I think five, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hugh Douglas just lost five sacks.
Well, he loses the sack.
I don't even know how to respond.
Well, we've been on you for about this for months. Finally, we have someone helping us out here. This is a ridiculous way to operate.
Okay,
that's
maybe.
Not normal.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I'm not disputing
I think
that.
For our next try day, we're going to have hot dogs in here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we could have them, but I'm not about to stick the whole glizzy in my mouth. I'm not about to do that. That's what the kids call them, glizzies.
You don't
they
have
call them
to
glizzies.
Say it like that. You can just eat it like a food.
I ain't sticking the whole
glizzy like an adult.
No, I'm not about to do that.
All right. Well, you know what?
How about that D?
Lost cause. Rhea, you know who's not a lost cause and shouldn't be is the Phillies. They start on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
High expectations again. Before we get to the topper thing, where are you on the team? Because it's felt like an odd spring to me where I think we've reached a point with this Phillies group where people are almost like, I want to wait and see because we know they should be good, right? Yeah. Barring major injury. But we know Octobers have been disappointed last year. How good do you think this team is?
I think they're a good team. I don't think that they're a great team. And I'm not one of those people who are like, first of all, baseball is my best friend from this moment on because I have it almost every day.
Yep.
That's why I love baseball. So it was funny. Joe, you know how we have those little minute sport clips, you know, coming out of breaks? Jody Mack did one this morning. I love Jody Mack. He's like, don't talk, you know, if it's your team's 0-5 after 1 week, that will be me.
Oh, screaming and yelling?
Hugh knows this.
Down.
If I'm going to devote 2 to 3 hours to a game, I reserve the right to criticize that game.
Absolutely.
Like it's the end of the world.
Yeah, and everybody's going to do that. You know, it's a lot of, like a lot of people have called in, I'm pretty sure on your show as well, and they're like, they're on the fence. No, you're not. No. Not when the season starts. You're on the fence now.
You're on the fence now.
But when the season starts two or three games in, if it's not going in the right direction, you're going to have
a Let me tell you why you're not on the fence. Your other options are the Flyers and the Sixers.
That's it. And that's what I'm saying. We are in a weird spot right now because we have nothing.
No.
We're still, you know, we're still riding the wave. How much we milked the hell out the Super Bowl run?
Oh my God! Yes.
For weeks,
and we will continue.
And we will continue.
Still keep watching videos from it. It's just fun.
We are in what you call a show hole. We're in a sports hole right now. We're in a sports hole, so we're just waiting for them to start. And when it starts, everybody's going to be in their feelings.
Yeah, I think their pitching is good. I know it's only spring training. Alvarado looks tremendous.
Looks like he did a few years ago.
Yeah, he does. So I mean, I'd love to actually have a closer. So, I mean, I think they're going to be a really good team.
Where do you come down on what's become clear over the last, like, I would say week or so? Because as you, I kept looking at the lineup every day to try to figure out what was he doing, right? Yes. And then I think it was when we were there last week that it was pointed out to us that, you know, if you go back and look, he's put Schwarber top against righties. Yeah. He's put Turner top against lefties. And then it kind of clicked in my head, like, oh, maybe he's going to go with two. And then Saturday, he basically told everyone they're going to have two different lineups. What's your take on that?
I hate it. To me, I think it comes down to, and I know, like I've heard these people, well, players don't care where they bet. Well, not true, okay? Harper has made that very clear.
And this doesn't just affect, like, to me,
if it affects everybody.
Right, if it affected, if it was just a Turner-Schwarber swap, that's different.
It's completely different.
This is the top four is different every day.
Every day. And baseball players, they're, I know Ben has talked about that, you always come in and you look where you are. Yeah. You want to kind of be in the same spot. So, to me, it's like, you're making this decision like the day before it ends. I just think it's odd. But I think the overwhelming problem is Trey Turner.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you brought this guy here to be a leadoff. He can't lead off. Kyle's done a tremendous job. I'm one of those people who had to be turned around on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with Kyle being the leadoff. Yeah, Trey Turner shouldn't be playing shortstop. Mm. You know, so it's like we're catering to this guy.
It is.
For all of these things because he can't do what he was brought and paid $300 million to do.
It really does, Hugh, feel like this is about Trey Turner more than anyone else. Like,
in this interest, I haven't heard it presented that way. Yeah. But when you present it that way, because everybody else has been in a situation where they'll do what's needed for the team.
Yeah.
He's the only one that he didn't say it aggressively, but he's kind of been like, hey, I'm the shortstop.
Yeah.
And I hit where I hit or something like that. So, yeah, I never heard it say that
way. Well, it's just how I feel. Like, I'm going, right now we're going to platoon. I mean, I've never heard of that before at leadoff.
Well, and then my question is Topper ready for the questions every day? Like, let's say Trey goes 3-for-3 on Thursday. Right? Yeah. They're going to face a lefty Thursday. He's probably going to lead off. Then on Saturday, if they face a righty, he's not the leadoff there after 3-for-3? Because if it's really just lefty-righty, then results don't matter.
No.
And I that would be a lot.
He's setting himself up for a lot of mayhem.
This reminds me of something Gabe Kapler would do. Except then they didn't have established stars, right?
No.
It was all right, whatever, Cesar Hernandez and who cares?
Gabe was always doing wacky things.
Yes,
we expected
it. We got used to it. So when we had Scott on Friday, he mentioned that it's a little bit similar to when he wouldn't name a closer and then it wouldn't matter. But Schwarber's been the leadoff hitter for 2 years. To take him out, to put him back in, it just feels like...
And it's a contract year.
For Schwarber. Yes.
So, I mean, that... Don't tell me it's not important to him.
So, what's your guess on this? Do you think this is going to last, or is he going to see how it plays out for a month and pick one?
How many days... How much time did he give Trey Turner at leadoff when he first got here?
2 weeks.
So,
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I understand the idea of trying to optimize the lineup, but this feels like a lot. Where do you stand on the hot seat for Topper as we enter the season?
Well, I think it's, I mean, so I have, you know, I hurt my back a couple weeks ago. You guys know that. That's why I missed a couple shows. I had to go to therapy. They gave me this heat wrap that goes around my back. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it keeps me loose and, you know, stops from getting tight. Has three settings, you know, warm, kind of a little warm, and then super hot. He's on number two.
Okay.
That's where I think he is. When I click that button on, I think of Rob Thompson.
So if he gets to three,
he gets to three.
Out of here, pal.
Yeah, you're out of here. Because they've gone backwards each year.
Yeah.
And John Middleton decided not to spend any more, you know, kind of pull the budget strings in a little bit because he thinks his team is good enough to win. Paul Hagan had an interesting comment in his article a couple of days ago. He said, the organization has cautiously extended his contract for only 1 year after each of the last two seasons. Just enough so he's not a lame duck. And I didn't even think about that. You know, if they are so sold on him, Why has he not gotten more of a long-term deal?
And a lot of managers have gotten bigger money recently. Dave Roberts.
Three playoffs in a row.
Yeah, Craig Counsell got $8 million. Like they started to pay managers more. You're right. And Topper, it's like, yeah, you're our manager for now.
For now.
For now. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that. 215-592-9494. Should Topper be on the hot seat to start the season? Let's go to Jack in Norristown. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, Jack. What's up, pal?
And Rhea.
Hello, you. Hey. Oh, Rhea's working with you now?
Yes. Well,
she's visiting. Yeah, she's visiting.
It's her Monday visit.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. Great. But I'm a longtime baseball fan. When I grew up, baseball was king. I've been a Phillies fan since 1949. And my leadoff hitter was Richie Ashburn starting out. I like a guy like that, a Dave Cash, a Murray Wills, a Ricky Henderson. Now, Schwarber did a great job, but I would just like to say him, maybe one-third of the season, put Trey as the leadoff man. He was a great leadoff hitter in Washington. The guy was a great player in Washington. When he was the number one free agent, we got him. Man, I was glad. But Topper, he's just a hardhead. And the guy, I think we got to try it. But also, as far as Topper goes, I think he should have been gone already. Because he kills the bullpen. It's too much Joe Girardi in him for me. He warms them guys up, brings them in, brings them in if there's two outs, or bring a guy in, get one out, put a new pitcher in the next inning. I'm just not a Topper fan.
I could tell. Jack, so Liz, when you were going through the leadoff hitters you're talking about, in theory, Trey Turner should be like those guys. Yeah. I mean, he got paid like that, right? Like you think about the Ricky Hendersons. I mean, he's probably the best leadoff hitter ever. The problem is, Jack, since he got here, he doesn't play like that.
Not that guy anymore.
Unfortunately, he hasn't been that guy.
I know, but I don't know what's wrong with this team. It seems like one guy goes cold, two guys go cold, they all go cold.
Yeah, and unfortunately it happens in October, yeah.
I know. We go from World Series, losing two games at home to get into the World Series, and then last year we get kicked out early too. I don't think this team is a shoe-in for the playoffs this year myself.
You know,
I think they're going to struggle.
Jack, that's an interesting thought. I think a lot of people assume they're a playoff team. The NL did get better. I do think they'll make it. Like I'm going to predict them to make the playoffs, but I wouldn't say it's a stone-cold lock. If they fell down to – I think the Diamondbacks missed it at 88 wins last year. Like, you need to have 90 wins to make the playoffs. So if they struggle out the gate, Jack –
in this division, too.
Yeah, the division got better. I mean, the Braves will be better because they have Strider back and Acuna back, and the Mets got Soto. Yeah, they'll be healthier. Jack, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, a fictional coach.
I'm going with the Hoosiers guy, Norman Lear.
Oh, it's a good guess.
Not a
very good guess. Hugh, this segment is sponsored by?
It's sponsored by the Mattress Warehouse. Well, this is Rhea's visit. It's sponsored by the Mattress Warehouse.
This segment with Rhea, sponsored by.
With exclusive BetMac technology.
So you say.
Yes. For a perfect night's sleep.
And the MB Wiggy.
I was doing so well.
You got malleable. And then you struggle with BetMatch.
No, Rhea. When you looked up.
I was sitting in my newsroom and I heard you say that. And I turned around and I go, did you just
say
malleable?
Wait a minute. Did he just pull that off?
You know what it reminded me of? So it was only like 10:30 when that happened, right?
Yeah.
You know, like the NCAA tournament's going on, and every time the tournament starts, I'll have like the first like six games I'll get right, and I'll think I'm going to have a perfect bracket.
Oh, yeah.
only 10:30, and you were patting yourself on the back. That's a lot of time left to put your words.
Too much time.
Yeah. Way too much time. All right, 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You, Joe, Kyle, Rhea, what's up?
Hey, Terrence. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm going to say Topper's on the hot seat. He's definitely on the hot seat. My thing is this. So on analytics, this year, man, I said it before, this is the make-or-break season for the Philadelphia Phillies. And my thing is, I feel like Turner's stealing money. It's kind of reminiscent to the Tobias Harris contract, Ben Simmons. However you want to put it, he's stealing money. He never lived up.
Why you got to bring that up? Why you got to bring up Tobias Harris going to the playoffs?
And he playing better than Paul George, bro.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I'm just saying.
Playing better than Paul George is not a high bar.
He's playing. That's the difference.
This is true.
And this is the thing for me, man. When they asked this guy, have you looked at film on how he batted last season? And he said no. Like, What are we talking about, Tanner? You're not watching the film on how to better your swing, how to better your at-bat. Like, that's a problem to me. And I feel like this year, you got to make some sacrifices. I don't care who it is, if it's Harper and the rest of these guys. Like the last caller said, it's something to say you guys are veterans in the Major League Baseball. You can't adjust how to get a hit. You can't adjust how to get on base. You can't adjust how to play small ball. Because the fact of the matter is, the Braves ain't going nowhere. The Dodgers got better. And guess what? You let Soto go to the Yankees, so the Yankees, the Mets.
Yep.
The Mets are going to be so much better. It's going to be harder for the Phillies. It's going to be so much harder. And to me, this is the last straw that you guys have. So, to me, you got all these stars on the team. And at the trade deadline, the last 3 years, it did nothing because they bet on the team. They said the team didn't need nobody to add to the team. We pretty much kept the same team the last 3 years at the trade deadline. We need no major moves. And I feel like that's biting us in the butt time after time again. So the last 3 years, as a team hasn't accomplished the mission, what's going to make you think this year they're going to do it? And the last 3 years, they haven't did it.
It's more hope. I mean, it's hope, and it's belief that there's a championship in them, and they haven't got it done yet. That's what you got to hang your hat on.
Yeah, and then I look at it like this, Terrence. Did you think that after the season the Eagles had that they were going to win the Super Bowl the next year?
No.
None of us did.
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's
deep down.
I mean, as a fan, that's what you do.
Yeah. Well, and here's where it's a great comparison you made with
the
Eagles.
But they went there, though, you know? But
back to the conversation, Terrence, we'll let you guess in a second. To hit the point where you're making, Rhea, I mean, Sirianni came into last season on the hot seat.
And he
overcame it, and they won the Super Bowl. And Topper could
cut
do the same thing.
Cut his hair off, had a Britney Spears.
Well, you know what? Topper's got some nice hair, though. He's not going to cut that off.
But here's what all of a sudden the light bulb went on. The Eagles' defense got better because they had two rookies in there, right?
Yes.
I mean, and obviously all the other plays, but I'm saying Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper Jean were huge difference makers. Justin Crawford, Adam Miller.
And Andrew Painter.
Yeah. Reinforcements could be coming up from within.
Yeah, I think that they're counting on those young guys. I really do. That influx of young talent, I think they're really counting
and
on
attitude
that.
And, yep.
That. Something different.
And if it's up to us on WIP, we're going to beat that drum early.
I've been saying Crawford for a while now.
Well, Crawford started at AAA.
That's an aggressive move
for
them.
Yes, it is. Terrence, what's your guess here? Fictional sports coach.
One more thing I want to say to you. I feel like the difference between the Phillies and the Eagles was, with the Phillies, we saw the same collapse at the offense with the bats. And I feel like with the Eagles, it wasn't pretty much the same thing, like their offense stalling out. And with the Phillies, I feel like their offense just stalled out time after time again.
I get that.
Yeah.
And I want to go for a guess, man. I'm going to say Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, not it, but a good guess.
Somebody else said Ted Lasso.
We got some good guesses so far for this fictional sports coach.
I didn't watch Ted Lasso.
It's fun.
I tried to watch it.
What happened?
But I just...
You couldn't get into it?
For someone who's been around coaches his whole life, it was just funny.
Yeah.
It was so bizarre.
I got to the episode where, I guess, the owner, the lady.
Yeah.
I got to that point when she became more of a prominent character, but then I stopped watching.
Rhea, what did you make of Bryce Harper's comments last week to Scott Lauber? So it was a Q&A, and there was a lot of things in there. But he was asked the question, like, how do you reconcile that you've won more games every regular season, but you guys are going less far in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a long answer, but part of his answer about the last two playoff years, I'm going to read word for word, it's a quote. I think Arizona outpitched us, outplayed us, outcoached us, everything those last couple games. And then obviously the Mets last year, same thing. They outcoached us, outplayed us, outperformed us. Now, he could have just been going through a Rolodex of like cliches.
You said he'd keep mentioning the coaching.
Twice.
Yeah.
Because I
still go back. The Arizona one is the one that sticks in my craw.
It was the worst one.
It was the worst one because you had a lead. You were at home.
Yes.
Okay.
And you had Nolan Wheeler.
And you had Nolan. And I didn't. And wasn't that the one where he took Wheeler out?
So Wheeler he took out last year. I think in 2023 it was Wheeler and Suarez, but he had Nola and Suarez. He brought Wheeler out of the bullpen in game 7.
Okay. So I didn't like his managing there. And you look at what the Mets did against the Dodgers. Like after the Dodgers wouldn't do with the Mets.
Right.
They wouldn't free swing. And who was their MVP? I keep forgetting. Super Bowl MVP was a guy they picked up at the trade deadline?
Oh, the Mets.
No, Dodgers.
It was Tommy Edman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they got the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I just think it was interesting that Bryce mentioned outcoached.
Yeah.
I wonder if the team has lost some confidence in
Topper. You have to wonder if you keep mentioning that. And, And Bryce Harper was fine in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
He had one epically bad moment.
Yep.
But it was pretty bad.
Well, it was, yeah. But and around him, they've struggled a lot.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, Turner, and it just was bad.
Well, I think if they don't go, do it this year, that Topper will be gone.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I think what you mentioned there with
the contract,
the one-year deals, it says something. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Rhea, I need you to stay on the midday show. Please, 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 please.
Okay. Well, that would be a long day.
It would. Yeah, that's a lot of work for Rhea.
Well, you can leave the morning. I'm okay with that. So.
David, what do you got on the Phils?
Joe, I am so frustrated with this team and what they did in the offseason. I don't get emotional, and yet here I am. I'm like trying to keep my blood pressure down right now just talking to you and talking about the Phils. They've done nothing. I don't recall Trey Turner being such a poor player. I mean, when he was in Washington, I couldn't stand him because he was so good.
Yep.
And when he came here, I'm like, oh my God, we got Trey Turner. You know, we're going to win two World Series. And every year they're getting worse. You know, and every year they're like, well, we paid our players. We have our team. And are they a good team? Yes. Do I watch them every day? Yes. Even when we're out of town, I stream it. I watch it on a little iPhone 8. And you know what? I can't stop watching it. But this year, when number 99 is on that mound, I am going to probably throw something through my TV.
Oh, well, get ready, because Taiwan's going to be in the rotation to start the year.
He'll be playing today, in case you were wondering.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Did you say iPhone 8, David? You got to get an upgrade.
Hey, David, next time, you could acknowledge that I'm here. I heard you say something real, but, I mean, just out of common courtesy.
I think he said you.
I ain't hear it. I ain't hear it.
I think he did say
hello.
He did.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
He did.
Just making sure.
Yeah, iPhone 8, yeah. It's an old phone. And yet, I watch him on this tiny little screen. And, you know, like you said, because that's how loyal the fan I am. We've only bought one game this year so far. And, you know, usually we have about 20 by now. And I'm not doing it. I'm not, you know, wasting the thousands of dollars that we used to go down and just be let down again. So,
well, you're not the only one I've heard that. A lot of our callers have said they're going to less games or they're not as into buying.
They say that now.
Till Thursday.
Yeah. In the game, they win.
Get off to a 10-1 start.
And then everyone will be back in. David, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues, a fictional coach?
Well, first off, Hughes, I'd like to commend you, Hugh. You've done a much better job at these clues.
He's trying to butter him up here.
Well, it rules out all the real coaches. So, you know, because ordinarily, who would just say a coach?
I start, to be honest, Dave, I did start it that way, but then I thought about it.
That might be too broad. Yeah.
That would have been typical. But being it is still a crappy clue, I'm going with Chip Kelly because he was a fictional coach.
Unfortunately, we had to live it in real life, David. Yeah, it's a fun guess, but that's not it. No, it's not Chip Kelly.
Do you know you go back to stuff about Chip Kelly that didn't like Brandon Graham, wanted to trade him?
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah.
2014. Just think if
he did. The trade, they were going to trade for Deion Jordan, who barely could play in the NFL.
And what's his name? LeSean McCoy said on his podcast that Jeff Lurie had to step in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like enough.
I mean, he destroyed the team as it is, but he almost got rid of Brandon Graham, too. So they play Chip this year. I'm not sure if do the Raiders come here or do we go to Las Vegas?
I think they do come here.
So it'll be his first time.
Because I thought
back.
Somebody said about the reception he'll get. I think they do play here.
I think you're right. I think the
what
Raiders
is he,
are
the OC?
OC in Las Vegas with Pete Carroll.
He just left Ohio State, right? Yeah. Wasn't he there?
Yeah, he was a coordinator. Yeah. I mean, they did win the title. Yeah. He's better suited for that assistant kind of role.
But he was a little different.
A lot different.
He was a little different.
I think it'd be fun, the reaction when he walks out of the tunnel. It's been a long time coming.
Oh, no, they're going to let him have it.
Of course they are.
They're going to give him the business.
As they should. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. On the other side, we'll get into this, the Eagles as well, with a player on the Eagles that we talked a lot about a few weeks ago. Nothing has happened, and now we're wondering what's the latest. We'll hear from what Elliott said recently about Dallas Goedert, your phone calls on the Phillies. When it comes to Topper, should he be on the hot seat to start the season? Plus, a second clue for Hughes Clues, a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Rhea, fun as always.
Always, love it.
We'll talk to you next week for the home opener.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited about that.
Enjoy baseball. We'll talk to Rhea next week. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is March and the weather is changing. We see it's rainy out there today. It was beautiful on Saturday. It's a really critical time to check the status of your home's windows. If they're cracked, leaking, or won't stay open, it is time to call Window Nation. I've called them numerous times over a decade. I've worked with them. They've done numerous projects at my house. So if you're tired of frigid giraffes coming through your windows or if you're frustrated by the higher energy bills that happen as a result of that, it is time to call Window Nation. Right now, get two windows free for every two you buy. Plus, with zero down and no payments or interest for 2 years, you get new windows installed in one day and not pay anything till 2027. So you get to keep all of that extra money right in your pocket. And Window Nation windows are guaranteed for life. So Harry's sale ends March 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to take advantage of the buy two, get two free, pay nothing till 2027. Schedule your fast free estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Yeah, the music is on point.
He says it's getting hot in here.
The seat is warming. Welcome back. It's Midday Show.
It's only Monday.
Yep.
Well, it's the wrong weekend, man.
Well, it's, you know, for me with Topper, it's not just a weekend. It's not just this lineup thing.
Audacious.
It's years of this. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Julius. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the season here? I say yes after the way last season ended. It's about a 50-50 on our Twitter poll, which, of course, is brought to you by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. We'll get to the Eagles in a minute here. Something that was said about the team and about a certain player that is still here. But I keep coming back to this Topper thing because, Hugh, I can't get out of my head the way they played down the stretch last year. The lack of urgency they seem to have. Now this lineup thing, I feel like it almost feels desperate to me, change the lineup every day, you know, back and forth, lefty, righty. I understand the logic to it, but I'm the one thing they had that worked, that unquestioned, you knew, Schwarber worked as a leadoff hitter. They won more that way. It worked. He hit. And now to kind of go back and forth every day, I do feel like it is a mistake here for the Phillies. 215-592-949 for your thoughts on two lineups here. Like it, don't like it, and should Topper be on the hot seat to start this season? I say yes. Mark in Delaware. What's up, Mark?
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's Mark. What's up?
So I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I played baseball in high school and college, and like you said, Joe, and like Rhea said, or like Ben Davis had said, I guess, you know, guys are comfortable where they're at, man. And Joe, like you said, if Turner's leading off the first inning, 3-for-3, there's no way you can take him out of leadoff spot the second day just because it's a different pitcher in there.
You would think, but that seems like what he's saying he's going to do.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. But, you know, that's why Topper is making the big money, and that's why I'm sitting where I am.
Well, he is for now. I mean, the month from now, he might be sitting exactly where you are if this thing doesn't get off to a good start, Mark. I do wonder how much of a leash he has after the way last year ended.
Yeah, I would say probably not too much, to be honest with you.
And I think that's fair. I mean, Hugh, baseball is one of those sports. Like, I remember when we were doing the discussion about Sirianni, and there was so much to it, right? Because you got to change the coordinators and then who takes over and the scheme. Baseball is like more like basketball and hockey, where they just change coaches all the time. Like, they just put someone else in to try to, you know, get people moving the right direction.
Yeah, because the players are making so much money.
Yeah.
They're making a ton of money. And just like we've seen with the Phillies this year, they didn't do a whole lot. You know, there was a whole lot of talk about Alec Bohm not being here and everything, but that did not happen. That did not come true.
Nope.
So now you have to look at different ways of shaking this thing up. And that's why, for me, moving the lineup around and shaking the lineup around, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal, to be totally honest, especially when you're talking about a team that, you know, for whatever reason has slumped in the postseason. So I think that there's two things going on here, Mark, that they're trying to keep the idea fresh and keep everybody on their toes, and they're trying to avoid that power outage that they usually have towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I think they are too. In like the theory of this could work. It's just a matter of these are real people. Like, these are human beings that have to get comfortable. And if they're uncomfortable, it's not going to work the way they want. Mark, what do you think here? Hugh's clues. Give us a guess.
Well, I was hoping to hear Hugh's second clue first. But since we're talking about Topper, I'm going to say Buttermaker.
Buttermaker. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. It's not Buttermaker.
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 Nobody? Got none?
I don't know who that is.
I'm not sure Buttermaker is either, but...
You said it like you knew, though.
Well, I knew... Here's what I did know.
You said it with confidence.
I knew it wasn't the answer. I didn't know. You know what, Hugh?
Bad News Bears.
Buttermaker. Okay.
Right. It slipped my mind. Now it makes sense. All right, Hugh, let's give everyone a second clue.
After Mark said he wanted a second clue.
Yeah. Well, I feel like now people need a second clue, so give him a second clue.
this fictional coach is one of my personalities. I've used it often.
This fictional coach is one of your personalities.
That's a pretty good guess.
Well, hold on. We had a bracket of 64 Hughes.
Hey, well, you
were supposed to narrow this down for people.
You're supposed to be listening to the show.
I know. I'm just saying. Like you,
somebody, but the next caller, I predict, is going to have
it. I don't predict that.
Could he have made an appearance somewhere in this clip?
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Okay, so that adds to it.
All y'all complaining, I know Mark about to be mad at y'all after that.
That's a healthy hint right there.
That is a healthy hint.
Mark about to be salty.
Yeah, it is. 215-592-9495. That's on me, Mark. I raise my hand. I apologize to Mark. We're sorry about that.
Oh, they can see me on the thing. I forgot. They can see me brushing my hair, right? I'm brushing my bald spot.
Do you want to tell everyone
the
what you're
cul-de-sac?
Doing?
No. Oh, listen
to this.
Now, I heard that if you brush your hair, it stimulates hair growth. I did. Somebody told me that. They said you brush it.
So I'm like a Harvard Hughes study.
So I'm brushing. It's inconclusive, but we're gonna try because it's funny, man. Because as I'm brushing, the texture is it's like baby hair.
Yeah.
Right here, like brand new baby. It's like smooth because that means it don't grow right there. But right here, it's like curly.
I'd say every few times I look over at you, he's brushing the cul-de-sac.
I looked it up. It's a myth.
I mean, I had a feeling it was, but
didn't sound right to me.
Hey, Kyle, you just never know. You just never know.
You know what
just
made me?
Case.
You know what made me question this Harvard Hughes study?
What's that?
Think of it, how many people are bald out there. If it was as simple as combing it over,
yeah, that's
maybe we'd have more hair.
Listen, I ain't about to say nobody's name, but I've seen a couple comb offs though that we people that we know.
Oh, no.
Listen, if I got a ball.
This usually leads to you saying the name.
I'm not.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I want to so bad.
Now I'm kind of curious.
Hold on. Aren't you going to be
You ain't seen it. You haven't seen it? Yeah, I know you had to have seen it.
I've probably seen it. I don't think I've noted it. If you point it out.
You bite your tongue on this one? Or
I kind of want to know.
Well, I think anyone listening that has a cul-de-sac now feels seen and now feels like, yeah, it's you
hey, man, embrace the cul-de-sac, man. Embrace that thing, man. I keep forgetting.
Like, you bailed on the cul-de-sac after like 2 days.
No, but listen, as I was just sitting here thinking, I was brushing my hair. I'm like, damn, I forgot. People can see me. Because people text me talking about, oh, I see your blue shirt.
This weekend, one of the first things I was asked about the show is, you really going to grow in the bald spot? Like, this is what people care about right now. Is you really going to grow in the bald spot?
I would wear the hat. I would wear the hat, but I keep remember we're on television now. Yeah. We're on TV.
We're going to be on YouTube, a lot.
And then start wearing clothes and stuff.
Well, I think you need to, that might be the pressure.
So much pressure.
And soon we'll do the glizzies on a Friday. 215-592.
We're not eating no glizzies. not whole.
That's
not
too many people to see Hugh eating a glizzy. That's his big hang-up.
Yeah.
He doesn't want people seeing
it. It's not a big deal.
You're drinking my gallon of water.
It's not a big deal.
On a Monday? I get to see all of that.
Yeah, no, everyone eats hot dogs that way. It's not a big deal. 215-592-9495. All right, two clues out there for Hughes Clues. A $100 gift card today to give away to Sunoco. By the way, this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, let's take a phone call here, and then we got to let you hear what Elliot Shore Park said about an Eagle that I think a lot of us assume was gone. He's still here. What
Next
does it
caller,
mean?
Don't let me down. Next caller.
Don't let him down, Jody in Redding. What's up, Jody?
Hey, so I wanted to touch base about shaking the lineup up.
Okay.
I think that it's a good move to see if you can unlock the Trey Turner that existed before he came to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he batted .320, .330 with a batting champ, Gold Glove. I mean, I don't know, what happened to him when he came to Philly, but I think, messing with the lineup is a good option rather than just let things go as they've been for the last 2 years when he's been, he batted .290. I mean, so it's not like he's, just garbage, but I think that there's something in there. If they can find the right key to unlock, I think it could be a huge weapon, So
here's my question, Jody. Why are we going to unlock it leading off every third day rather than just batting him second? Like, what's the difference?
I don't know. I'd have to look at what he did before he came to Philly.
So we could do that. But, Jody, he's in decline, don't you think?
I hope not. Like I think that there's still I think that there's still a whole lot more in the tank, and I think that there's more that existed that we've seen in the last 2 years. I mean, it was strange that, you know, that he was tanking and then was all of a sudden came back to life from a standing ovation, you know, and then was like completely different.
So then went back to sleep. For like some
yeah, exactly.
It.
Maybe another standing ovation earlier this season.
I kept trying to get people to do it. Nobody wanted.
That dog was not hunting. That's over. Go ahead, Jody.
Yeah, yeah. So again, I think that there's more in there that if Rob Thompson can figure it out, that would be a huge boost.
Well, if he played like he did with the Nationals, and we had a call reference that earlier, or even the Dodgers, it would be. Jody, yeah, I mean, it'd be a huge boost because he just hasn't been that guy consistently here for the Phillies. Jody, what do you got for us? Hughes clues, what
don't
is your
down,
guess?
Don't let me down, Jody, don't let me down.
Jimmy Dugan from
A League of Their Own. That, Jody, it's a great fictional
That's a great
coach,
guess, Jody,
but that is that. Not. Jimmy Dugan's an all-time character.
From what?
A League of Their Own. You never seen
Oh, you mean this used to be my playground? This used to be what I forgot the words, but Madonna sang it, right? Madonna was in that. Yeah.
Songbird Hugh.
This used to be my playground. Now do you think it go that way?
Living
but I do
in
remember
the
that.
Big blue world.
You're leaning into the song and dance. Well, actually, more song. I don't know about any dance yet, but you're leaning into the song aspect.
No, definitely not.
The cameras are on him. It's just like Theater Douglas.
No, you know performing. What? I'm getting ready for Tubi. Stella.
Are you this workshopping acting chops
listen,
on the air?
Since we're about
we're
to
doing
be
a
on,
talk
listen,
show.
Since we're about to be on TV now, I got to present. I got to put clothes on.
Are you really going to dress different on Thursday?
Yes.
What are you going to wear?
A suit. Hey, it's my big moment. It's my big moment, Joe. Somebody, listen. I didn't get a chance to see it yet. But it was brought to my attention that Lamar Jackson was on Raising Kanan.
That's right.
Listen, somebody going to see this. Somebody that has some movement.
Well, you're slacking. Lamar's taking your roles.
Yeah, somebody that has some movement in this.
If you wear a suit in here on Thursday, I'm going to lose my mind. It'd be hilarious.
Okay, what about if I would just wear a suit jacket?
Well, it's almost like, remember when, who's the coach of the Niners? Mike Nolan, he wore a suit on the sideline. He looked like a clown.
Yeah. No, he was trying to bring back the old nostalgia.
But you can't just, like, you
not
can't
nowadays.
Do that. No,
no
you
no,
look
no,
ridiculous
no, I'm
there.
Not, I'm not wearing a suit.
No, I'd be great if you do. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Elliot here, the latest on Dallas Goedert. You know, it was about 3 weeks ago. Everyone said, yeah, Goddard's out tomorrow, the next day. And then he wasn't. And then the Eagles are looking to trade Dallas Goedert, and they haven't. What's going on with Dallas Goedert? Here's Elliot a couple days ago right here on WIP.
So at this point, I think you're probably looking at a draft trade or a post-draft decision on what they're going to do with him. I do think there was momentum, and you know they tried to get something done in terms of a trade during those first few days of free agency, but obviously it didn't happen. And now you're at a point where a lot of teams are going to, you know, sit back, look at what they have after this first wave of free agency, and then look at the draft. And it is a strong tight end draft. So I think the Eagles' best bet at this point is you sit, you wait, and maybe a team that thinks they're going to get a tight end in the draft doesn't, and then that offer for Goddard, which is probably not going to be much, but maybe it goes up a little bit. So the waiting game, I think, is probably where they're at with this now. But also, there's the June 1st cut ramifications. If they trade or cut him prior to June 1st, I believe they lose around $9 million in cap space. If they do it after June 1st, I think they gain around $5 million. So there is financial benefit to waiting as well.
All right, so Elliot, they're talking about the possible trade of Goddard, which still hasn't happened yet, and perhaps after the draft. But, Hugh, it also comes back to Elliot's thinking they could just eventually outright cut Dallas Goedert. It's a matter of timing and June 1st and cuts and money. What would your reaction be if they just cut Dallas Goedert?
And I know this is gonna burn your biscuits I say this.
Oh, no.
Would not be fazed. You know it's funny because somebody just asked me that. You know, got the whole ask me anything thing going. And they asked me would I be upset. And I'm like, no. And this is why I wouldn't be upset. Because I look at it like this. If you're thinking about cutting an asset, you've exhausted everything, every avenue that you possibly can to try to find some value in him.
Sure.
And nobody else finds that. I think Dallas got it. If you're asking me, can he still play? Yes. But not so much so that a team is willing to grab him because they're afraid that somebody else might get him. You know what I mean? So that's how I kind of look at it. That's why I'm not upset, because I look at it like the Eagles have probably exhausted all the avenues in order to try to get something for him, and nobody's biting.
Well, obviously, yeah.
And the money, the financials.
The savings. The
savings in the situation. That's why I am not upset, because they're trying to get something for him, but nobody's willing. They're willing to let him go on the free agent market and sign him that way, as opposed to giving up something for him.
So I've been clear on this. I want to keep Dallas Goedert. But if they traded him for something, and I don't know what his value is, obviously they're asking for more than teams are willing to give. That's why we're still here. But at least you could spin to me, Joe, the fifth or sixth round pick they get from, they could turn into a good player.
Yeah, right? you want something back
right.
for him.
If we get nothing back, I don't see any value to this. Like, what are we doing? We're just getting rid of good football players? I think we've gone too far with the every... Like, why are we nickel and diming a defending champion?
Because we're getting ready to pay Jalen Carter.
They can't find pennies for Carter because of Goddard?
I'm telling you, I think that there are still some moves to be made. If you really wanted to free up some cash, I mean, hell, you free up, go re-sign Jalen. Sign him to a longer deal. I don't think they want to do that. I think they're going to make these fringe moves right now until they have to absolutely make a big move. Dallas Goedert, for as well as he played when he was out there, he didn't play in key moments where I feel like they needed him. That's how I kind of look at it. I know that sounds kind of cold and calculated, and you know, but it happens in the NFL. It happens all the time. That's why when I see the moves that the Eagles are potentially making, I'm not as, you know, upset about it as most people are.
Here's what I look at. Grant Calcaterra, Kylan Granson, and Harrison Bryant.
And the draft
right
around
the corner. If they draft someone in the top two or three rounds, that's a different story, right? Because that guy potentially is a starter. But we're not there yet. I don't know if they're going to draft a tight end yet. Maybe. But maybe they don't get one. I'm not walking into a season with Grant Calcaterra, Kylan Granson. If Kylan Granson and Harrison Bryant walked in the room right now, I'd say, who are you?
Oh my gosh. I couldn't
pick them out of a lineup.
You know, and I know you're probably going to have a fit when I say this too.
Oh, no.
I don't think Grant Calcaterra was as bad as you thought he was.
I actually thought, for what they asked of him, he actually showed some flashes of good.
But is
that every down starting
tight end? He's not Dallas Goedert.
No.
Now, that, true. Not going to argue that. You're right. He's not. But this is still a fluid situation, in my opinion. And if you go in, say, if we don't go out and get that guy, you might go tight end by committee. You might go different. Because on offensive side of the ball, guys, personnel groupings is big. And if you have some scenarios where you could put different tight ends and have different personnel scenarios in there that allows you a little bit of an advantage, I think they're willing to do that.
Well, it seems like they might be. I mean, Elliot said it there just a couple days ago on WIP that they could outright cut Dallas Goedert. 215-592-9494. We'll throw this in with the Topper thing. Should Topper be in the hot seat to start the season? And would you be upset if the Eagles outright cut Goedert? I would be extremely annoyed.
Somebody asked me that. Somebody asked that exact question.
Yeah, well, I'd be annoyed.
On that app. Today.
It's a good question.
I think you should be annoyed.
Totally annoyed if they just get rid of good football players.
I'm not annoyed.
Are you annoyed at anything?
No. Not really. No, you know what I got annoyed about this
weekend? Well, earlier. Yeah.
Well, you know what I got annoyed about is when my water bottle spilled all the water into my gym bag.
Yeah, he came in today and his gym bag was soaked.
This is me guy Hugh.
No, yeah, I'm just saying.
Joe
and I are thinking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, because see, you and Joe wear your heart on your sleeve when it comes to sports.
You people.
I get that.
Are you people?
Okay, fine. You people. I am more calculated in the way that I am more of a thinking man.
You eat a whole hot dog and you're the thinking man.
I didn't say I was perfect. But when it comes to sports, I am not as reactionary as you two guys are.
I'm thinking very clearly. This would be annoying,
Joe,
and Topper should be in the hot seat.
Joe, you are not thinking clearly.
Yes, I am.
You are thinking with your heart in every decision that
you make. Hold on. How does it make the Eagles better for next season to have Goedert and nothing?
Because we're not playing. No football games are going to be played for a while.
Right, but tight ends as good as Goedert, you don't just shake a tree.
As Goedert is, why doesn't anybody want him?
Well, they don't want to pay him.
They don't
want to
trade for him.
Yeah, so they'll wait, and he's going to probably get low.
Well,
they're thinking that the
Eagles are just stupidly cut him and leave him on the scrap heap for somebody to pick up.
No, I don't look at it like that.
I know you don't.
If you,
The pinch and penny Eagles, I'm getting tired of.
Frugal. You see, he gets it because
that's
he's frugal.
That's why,
because
you're frugal like the Eagles.
Man, I'm not gonna argue that.
Imagine being a player on Hughes' team. You wouldn't pay anyone.
I would. No. If I was trying to win, I would.
Well, hold on. Are we trying to win?
No, we've won, and we still have our core group of guys there.
But you need more than seven guys to win a Super Bowl. No, you're some good players.
You do. I think Grant Calcaterra did a pretty good job. You're going to upgrade. You're going to get somebody. If you get rid of Dallas Goedert, I am confident that they're going to get somebody that's going to come in and that's going to play well.
So we have Dallas Goedert. The idea of cutting him and then drafting somebody in the top
Dallas
two
Goddard
rounds
was hurt you're, quite a bit.
I understand that, but the idea of drafting a tight end in the top two rounds is that you hope he can be as good of a player as Dallas Goedert is. I mean, Goddard was pretty. He was pretty damn good in the postseason.
I will tell you this. I you know, like I've said before, I believe in the youth movement, and I'm really bullish on the Eagles' internal organization as far as the way that they scout these guys. They've had success. They with the way that they've structured this football team and Howie knows guys, of grooming young players to come in and do well in a short period of time. Now, until that doesn't happen, I'm gonna remain confident that they can do that. The young Thundercats
here we go.
Have come. I mean, but am I lying though? Am I lying?
I just want the best players on the team, and it feels like it's unnecessary to cut it.
And sometimes, in order to get the best out of people, you got to give them room to grow. And who's to say that Dallas Goedert being here isn't stunning Grant Calcaterra's growth?
This is not my Howie Roseman. Pinching pennies.
I know.
Trying to nickel and dime.
Getting rid of good football players.
What did you say? Not my Howie.
It's not my Howie, man. This is not my GM.
Are we building or are we trying to win a Super Bowl? These moves are, we're looking down the line. We're looking at now.
We're trying to do two things here. We're trying to stay out of the red when it comes to our football team, and we're trying to build championships. That's a balancing act that Howie has done a pretty good job of so far.
Well, yeah, he has.
He hasn't?
He has.
But we don't know. This is the offseason. We're in the middle of beginning of the offseason after we won the Super Bowl. We don't know.
He has done a good job keeping them afloat, but they've also struggled the year after both Super Bowls.
Yeah, okay, I give you that because there's a little bit more evidence there. But, again, I go back to the year that we had last year. We didn't know we would be in the position that we're in now.
No. Nope.
So I am okay with it right now, it being the way that it is, if Dallas Goedert is good.
I'm totally annoyed if they cut him.
Yeah, me too. If you recall, quite possibly the most pivotal play of the Eagles season
was Goddard.
Was in the Saints game.
Yes.
Grant Calcaterra.
Oh, at the beginning?
I'm sorry. Grant Calcaterra doesn't make that play.
Then what happened after that? Didn't he get hurt?
Well, sure. We ripped off 10 straight games and then won the Super Bowl.
I mean, I understand he gets hurt, but we've known this for
to
years.
To answer your question.
We've known this for years. Yeah, he gets banged up.
Only went on the longest winning streak in Eagles history and won the Super Bowl. But
he also has the eighth most receptions of a tight end in the history of the postseason. This guy's a big game player. He's a red light player, and you're okay cutting him.
It's the way you say sure. Sure he's hurt.
Well, I know he's hurt all the time. This isn't breaking
news to me. Your biggest asset is your availability, man. You have to be available. Now, I give you that one, because that one, there are key plays during the course of this season that he made.
Yes.
But
the stiff arm in the Packer playoff game set the tone.
If they're willing to move on from that, and nobody's willing to get him, how much of an impact was those plays? I think that they feel they can upgrade at that point.
Yeah, I think that a lot of players.
I get that. I get how people feel about that, man. You know, it's one of those things where you don't want to move on from players. You're like, hell, I got a Dallas Goedert jersey that I've never worn.
Well, now you missed out your shot.
I can wear it. Old school jerseys are hot around
here. You're right about that. He's a champion. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the season? I believe so. The Phillies were 41-41 from July on last year. If they get off to a slow start, I'm not just saying it's a long season. No, I'll make a move at manager. Should Topper be on the hot seat to start the season? With that, do you like the idea of multiple lineups to start the year? Sounds like Topper's going to go with one lineup that has Trey hitting leadoff, one that has Kyle Schwarber, and Dallas Goedert. Elliott said if they can't find a trade, could be an outright release of Dallas Goedert. Would upset you if the Eagles just released Dallas Goedert outright? Hewitt wouldn't bother. Kyle and I are annoyed by the mere thought of this. 215-592-9494. We'll get back all your phone calls And if Topper was gone at some point earlier this season, who'd be the options? Who's on the staff? Who could be the Topper if we needed a new Topper like we had with Girardi a few years ago? We'll get to that. Your phone calls as well. And your guess is for Hughes Clues, a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away a fictional coach is your top clue. 215-592-9499 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of bacon. No, really, it's the smell of the grill firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy half-filled marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you guessed it, bacon. And we ain't talking about no Canadian bacon. Now, that's the summer that I'm talking about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations for you and near you. And put some Hatfield pork on your fork.